There's a new wrinkle in the debate over capital punishment. As you heard from ABC News, the American Pharmacists Association today took a position on the issue of legal injection drugs.
The group wants its members to abstain from offering those drugs. It comes just days after Utah's governor signed a bill allowing for the use of firing squads here as a backup to lethal injection. The sponsor of that bill, Representative Paul Ray, is with us now live on the KSL Newsline. And Representative, first of all, what is your take on what the Pharmacists Association has done today?
Well, Scott and Maria, I think it doesn't surprise me. I kind of had a feeling that at some point this was going to happen. I didn't figure it would be this quickly, but the way the European pharmaceutical companies have pulled away and the pressure on the U.S. pharmaceutical companies, it just kind of, you have to expect that this was going to happen.
Is this going to affect Utah in any way, or is this just symbolic right now?
Well, actually, it will. Currently, we cannot get a hold of any of the drugs, and this obviously makes it even that much harder. But the bright side of it, if you want to call it a bright side, is the fact that we now have a backup plan for us to fall back to, unlike any of the other states.
Is there a possibility that this is partially in response to your legislation?
You know, I doubt that. I think a lot of their, this has been working for a while. And so, you know, whether Utah had passed that one or not, I still think the same thing would have happened.
Do you think the pharmaceutical associations are just saying, look, we shouldn't give you these drugs and we shouldn't have the death penalty in general?
You know, no, I don't. I think what it is they get pressure from the activist. And there's always concerns. For instance, Ringling Brothers dropped its elephants because they were physically being attacked by activists. And I think you kind of see the same thing as you have the anti-death penalty people put a lot of pressure on the pharmaceutical companies. I think this was a response to that more than anything, just so they don't get drug into the middle of the fight.
Representative, do you see the death penalty being a topic for conversation in upcoming legislative sessions?
Well, I think so. You know, the Democrats in the Senate had indicated here in Utah that they would like to revisit the use of the death penalty in general. So, you know, I can certainly see this as a topic in upcoming sessions.
Representative, we appreciate your time. Thanks for being with us this afternoon.
Thanks for having me.